Yeah, I got a few breaks finally, so it was nice to see the first one. Kevin made a great pass, and for me, it was a trick play. Everything has to go well. If we have to win the faceoff, we have to make a nice pass, DDD, and then he's got to find me. So it worked out perfectly, that one, and gave us a chance in the third, but it would have been nice to get the 2 points tonight.
How much do you look forward heading to home, knowing destiny's in your own hands with this final homestand starting Monday?
Well, as a player, that's what you play for. You want to play in these playoff kind of hemisphere games, and no better place than Rogers Arena to do it. So we'll get ready on for the LA Kings, I think, Monday, and hopefully be able to get it done there.
You would have felt, Alex, that the Jets would have felt like this was a playoff game, too, because they're on the crunch time, too.
For sure. They came out like it was a Stanley Cup Game 7. They came out really good. They were crisp. They were forechecking. They were skating hard, and they got those two goals. And but once we scored that first one, I thought we got better as the game went on, but we're still giving up a little bit too many maybe quality chances. We may have to tighten up a little bit, and that's how we're going to find ways to win games. Thanks.
Tonight's game, the way it was played, suited them more than you?
I would maybe say that. I think we had some chances that could have gone either way. I think 3-2, I think Verbi gets a breakaway. At 4-3, we have a great power play chance that he, I think, missed the net, or their goalie saved it. And then at 5-4, Iggy on the doorstep. So we're right there. But at the same time, we gave up a lot of good chances. Eddie made some big saves. We'd probably like to cut down our scoring chances against, and especially here down the stretch, you need to find ways to play better defensively.
What type of game maybe forwards like to play, and not so much the coaches like it because it was so high scoring?
Probably, but I've been long enough. I think it's fun because you might get chances both ways, but I've always believed in the Western Conference the last few years you got to be really sound defensively, and that's probably the best recipe for success when you're not giving anything to the other team and you're frustrating them to make play through the neutral zone and the blue zone, and then you turn it over and you go the other way. That's how LA Kings play, the St. Louis Blues play, and the good teams, that's how they win in this league.